Hey, this is Hardy Wallace. It is Friday, August 3rd, and this is Getting Dirty, Wine with Hardy Wallace. It's been a pretty busy week here. We had a couple of birthdays, Kate's birthday, Maple's birthday, so my wife and my daughter. Then I was knocked in my butt for about a day and a half with kind of some crazy flu-like thing. Plus our fall release going out today for Dirty and Rowdy. But really the big thing that we're focusing on this week is really keeping our eyes on the fires in Northern California. There are a number of them. The ones we have our eyes on the most are what is referred to as the Mendocino Complex fires. That's a multi-fire system that is primarily in Lake County, but is starting to move over the ridges into Mendocino County. And they're not too far off from where we have our Chenin Blanc, Fred and Doris Petit Syrah, and some Merved up in Redwood Valley. And just wanted to tip our hats and say thanks and to be safe to our friends that we work with up there, Troy and Bernardo. They also work on the volunteer fire department there, and we just hope that they stay safe and thank them for keeping others safe. This week we were back out in the Evangelo Vineyard in Contra Costa County. Evangelos are oldest planting of Merved that we work with. It's over 130 years old. It's dry farmed and own rooted and planted in this kind of amazing sand. When we were there last, which was 2 weeks ago, we were only at about 25% veraison. Now we're at about 90%+. And so we are moving fairly quickly. And it looks like we will be right around an August 21st through 25th pick date, which will actually be towards the later side of us ever picking Evangelo. It's not that we're looking to get out there and pick early, but with Evangelo and a lot of Contra Costa, there's not much risk for frost. So pruning gets done really early compared to other regions. So the vines sprout back up, come back into life and in action, and start moving, and are harvested a lot earlier. A lot of us in the local industry probably got a little bit of a scare this morning when we started looking at Instagram and saw photos from the guys at Bedrock harvesting Evangelo this morning. Even if it were for rosé, it would still be ahead of last year. And the way we've been looking and tracking has been either on par with last year or a little bit behind. So a lot of us got pretty nervous thinking that, oh my gosh, what happened over the weekend or over the week? But fortunately, we found out that is for sparkling wine for Bedrock coming from Evangelo, which sounds awesome. So that took a little bit of the stress and anxiety off at least my shoulders and hopefully a lot of other folks. While we are on the subject of Evangelo Vineyard, some of you may not know that Frank Evangelo passed away just about 2.5 weeks ago. Frank was incredibly kind and generous. And his unwillingness to give in to the urban sprawl and decay that grew up in the area and literally just surrounding the vineyard is the reason why people like us have the ability to work with such incredible terroir and old vines in California. Our love and just hearts go out to Frank's family, to Frank, and to anyone that held him close and dear. We are honored to be able to get to know him and spend time working with his vines. This week also took us out into the Yountville Vineyard in Yountville, California, so in Napa Valley. We have 38-year-old dry farm Semillon here, and it's about a half mile away from our previous Semillon block that we used to have in Yountville. We're also really kind of excited, nervous, giddy working with this block, and not just because I think that it'll create and has the potential to create great wines, but it also has this kind of really interesting puzzle that it throws in front of us. Though the vines are head-trained and we work with a lot of head-trained vines, the way that these vines are set up, we have a really variable fruit zone. So we have fruit that's hanging down at 2 feet off the ground. We have fruit that's hanging up, 5.5, 6 feet off the ground. And with Semillon on top of that, we can have really variable clusters where we have some with gumball size grapes that are coming off and some with almost like Chardonnay size, like little marbles. So getting an accurate sample in what we have, you know, the equivalent of about an acre and a half or so, is going to be extremely challenging. And the only thing that we can do here is just spend as much time in the block as possible, because we could probably sample it 10 different passes and we'll probably come out with very different bricks and very different results, just depending on where you're, you know, grasping for fruit. So thank God this vineyard's only about 15 or 20 minutes north of our house, unlike our others. So we'll be out there a lot. And again, just trying to do whatever we can to keep our fingers on the pulse of the vineyard there. As mentioned, today, Friday, August 3rd, is the start of the Dirty and Rowdy fall release. And we've got three wines that are going out to the mailing list or being offered to the mailing list today. The 2016 Antle Vineyard Merved, which is from the Chalon Avier. And though we work with 10 vineyards of Merved, ranging from 15 years old up to 137 years old, and I think all of them are unique and special. If I had one vineyard that I had to work with solely for the rest of my life for Merved, it would be the Antle Vineyard. It just has so much incredible rock and soil. It's limestone, granite, volcanic, there's a little clay, that it produces this wine that is extremely elegant and slightly leaning towards classic, but it keeps this like raw core of just like exuberant, like kind of like fresh raspberry that we'd see for people that know our wines, that they'd see almost from like the Santa Barbara Highlands vineyard wine that we used to produce. It's a really special site, and I think the 16's incredible. We also have the 17 Evangelo Old Vines Merved, which is just this incredible, deep, sappy old vine Merved that also has that incredible core of brightness and acidity. And then we have the 2017 Unfamiliar North Coast Red Blend, which is 60% Petit Syrah, 20% Merved, 10% Zin, 10% Carignan. And this is a savory, deep, kind of wild wine that we've produced that is going to be perfect for fall, winter, anything stewy, eggplanty, or things like that. It's got fairly good sized tannins, but they're soft, and this is a wine to drink now. So if you have any interest, feel free, go to the website, sign up for the mailing list, and check out what's there. Our shout out this week goes to our friends at Sportigo in St. Helena. Sportigo is an outdoor retailer, and especially if you're here in the valley and working in the industry or working harvest, they sell boots, hats, vests, fleece, sturdy pants, shorts, socks, smart feet, anything that you'll really need, water bottles, headlamps, whatever you need for harvest, they have. And they are owned and run by some of the nicest people that you'll meet in the valley, and for a lot of us, they are like family. And to that extent, my wife worked there for a few years, and we still go in as much as possible. So if you're in the valley or cruising through, stop in and say hi to the folks at Sportigo. And like that, keeping it short and sweet, and we will catch you next time. So let's get weird.